Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo, yo.
Is Pat on?
Yeah, he's on.
Oh, okay.
What
it Damn, man. Pat, you be mad quiet, bro.
What's up? What's good, y'all?
Oh,
man,
shit.
It's a...
Damn. Yo, Marvin Lewis just shot fire, dude.
Yeah, like, I saw that this morning. He resigned, technically. Pretty much.
Yeah, fire, like... Damn,
oh,
dude.
Like, it wasn't a resign? I mean,
nah, they say he
never
fired,
winning a playoff game in 15 years, man. Like, Stephen A. Smith is on him every year. It's just been mediocrity, so... But, man, it's an exciting day for football. Aaron Rodgers is back.
Yeah, go
My
ahead.
Dog,
you already know.
Discount
double
you
already
tech.
Know. His favorite quarterback is back.
My favorite guy is back with the Chiefs win last night. Obviously, my Raiders are out of the playoffs. So, now we just got to go for my next guy, Aaron Rodgers, man. We're fighting for our playoff spot. The Packers got a tough task ahead with the Panthers today, but I don't know, man. I think, to be honest, if I'm picking a game, if I had to pick, I think it's going to take a while for them to come back into it. But actually, you know what? I'm going to hold off on my pick until we do our total picks. But I'm excited. Nonetheless, Amos, what you got to look forward to this week?
Let's see. Damn, I'm trying to think about all the stuff that happened. So let's start off. Thursday was the Colts-Broncos. That was a trash game. The Broncos won. Then on yesterday, the Lions played. They beat the Bears, which they should have done. I think they're 8-6 now. The Chiefs, obviously, you said, the Chiefs won. So, yeah, the NFC is basically – it's just a really tight race. But I think all the teams are basically in it now. I think that's going to be the final one. Now, where they're seeded is, a different question. But, I basically think it's over for me personally. The Falcons, they're going to win today because they're going to beat the Buccaneers. Winston has been complete trash, and he definitely needs to get called out this offseason. Let's see. And, okay, this is the thing. The Falcons have beaten both the Cowboys and the Packers. So, even if the Packers go on a run, if they end up with the same record as the Falcons, then, yeah, the Packers are out. And the same thing with
the
Cowboys.
Have to win out, yeah.
Yeah, the Cowboys lost to both the Packers and the Falcons. So they would have to win out as well, and they would have to hope that the Falcons – and Packers lose at least both games today. They would have to lose both games. Well, not today. But you get what I'm saying. They would have to lose at least one more game while they go on a run. But other than that, I think it's finalized. My biggest question today, my two biggest questions are, can the Steelers finally win against the Patriots? And can the Rams overcome the Seahawks and win the division? Because they beat the Seahawks today. And they win another game or something like that, they'll end up winning the division. So, we can get to the predictions already if you want. We might as well, just already dive in, the games I played today. Okay, so the Dolphins, the Bills, I think I picked the game.
You're breaking up. I got the Bills.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. The next game that I see is the Packers versus the Panthers. I have the Panthers very closely. I think it's going to be a close game, but I just think for Aaron Rodgers' comeback, the comeback against a defense like this is just not good. But if anyone can win this game, it would be him.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel, man. And the fact that they know that they got to win out, I think it's going to be that same kind of energy from last year when he predicted his famous interview saying, I think we can run the table, and they did. I think, you know what, I got the Packers winning a close but sound game. I think it's going to come down to an Aaron Rodgers fourth quarter, you know, statement drive. And I think the Panthers, I think the Giant, oh my God, I think the Packers are going to win 21-17.
Okay, I have the Panthers winning 28-24. I think that the Packers defense is definitely going to give up some points. I mean, they gave up points to the Browns, for Christ's sake. So I think it's going to be the same thing. So, yeah, I say 28-24. Okay, next is Ravens at the Browns. I got the Ravens, clearly.
Yeah, Ravens. You skipped Cowboys Raiders.
Oh, that's last. That's like the last game today.
Oh, are you on the okay, I'm looking on the ESPN app. So it's like
yeah, I am too.
Oh, I see why because it's my favorite team. That's why it's at the top.
Oh, okay.
You know how if you have it like as your favorite team, it's just right there at the top. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See
Texans Jaguars.
Texas, yeah. Who you got?
Yeah, I got Jacksonville.
Okay. Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Bengals at Vikings. I got the Vikings, clearly.
Yeah, Vikings, man. Bengals are they're done.
Yeah. Jets at Saints. That's a clear win for the Saints.
Yeah, Saints, no
Jets,
brainer.
Baby.
Hey, yeah. There he goes.
Eagles at Giants. I got the Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles, man. This is all, like, just no-brainers up until Cardinals-Redskins.
Okay,
Redskins,
so you got the Redskins.
I got Redskins.
Okay, yeah, same.
Yeah.
Okay, now, the next game, I'm being biased.
Yeah,
I'm being completely biased. I got to pick the Rams, man. You got to win this game. Like, they're injured. This team is injured on defense. You have to win this game. It's going to be very close. But you got to win this game. Like, winning these 9 games is just not enough for the year that they've had. Like, you've got to complete this by beating them. So, I'm going to be biased and pick the Rams.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, we saw that first game. We were there. They should have won that game. There's a few missed drops, like starting with the opening drive of the game. And if the Seahawks were fully healthy, I would easily pick the Seahawks, especially because they're at home. But so with them being decimated and with the Rams, I think kind of wanting some revenge, some payback after losing to them at their home court, at their home field, I got the Rams. I got the Rams by about a touchdown.
I got them by like 3 or 4 points, something like that. I hope you're right, but I don't know, man. I'm like dreading this game.
Yeah, it could very well go either way, but something tells me I think they'll play right today. Being on the road in Seattle, their home field isn't as dominant as it used to be. You know, it seemed like it was a virtually no win zone over there on the road, but I think it's open. I think it's opened up.
Okay, so next we got the pass at the Steelers. I have the Steelers winning this game.
Dang. Steelers, huh? At home, like finally can they get past and beat the Patriots? I don't have the Patriots ever losing 2 games in a row, man. I gotta go pass on this one.
Okay. I'm taking the Steelers for several reasons. One, they're home. Number two, Tom Brady has not played well for at least 2 games. It's not 3 by now. He played bad at the Bills. He didn't throw no touchdowns. Then last week he played bad against the Dolphins. So I don't know if this is some type of trend or maybe he's just going through like this little sluggish streak until the playoffs begin or something. But I'm going to pick the Steelers to win this. I think the Steelers will pull this one out. I think it'll be a shootout once again because they don't have Ryan Shazier, and obviously the Patriots have Gronkowski back. But, yeah, I think they've been waiting for this game since the season started. Mike Tomlin was very open that this is the game that they have been waiting for. So I think they're going to really play well. And, yeah, I got them winning this. It's going to be close. It's going to be a classic regular season type game. And, yeah, I got them barely winning this.
Yeah, man. I think it's gonna be tough, especially I think if they can run the ball, if Le'Veon Bell is getting over 100 yards and they're establishing with the run and really controlling the pace and keeping Tom Brady off the field, that would be in their best interest. But I think Tom Brady's gonna go psycho Tom today, man. I think Belichick is actually pissed. I mean, they don't lose two games in a row. And the Steelers have also been a little shaky this year. I mean, inconsistent. They've been playing well as of late, but I got the Patriots in a mini shootout. I got 28-23. Patriots.
I got the Steelers like 33-30, something like that. I think it's going to be a shootout. Okay, so the next game is Titans at the 49ers. I got the 49ers win this game.
49ers, huh? With big
Since Jimmy's been started, they've won, and they don't even have their first ring wide receiver. So, yeah, I got them winning this.
Big Jimmy G, huh? Damn. You know what? I think I agree with you, man. They're at home. I think they want to play for something. Jimmy G's going to be ready to go. Yeah, I agree. I got the 49ers.
And then, okay, so here goes the game that you've been waiting for, Cowboys at the Raiders. I have the Cowboys winning this game. The Raiders defense is not showing up. Look, the Cowboys, this game is going to be close at first because the Cowboys' offense, God damn it, their wide receivers, like, they just don't play well. Like, Dez, obviously, he's way out of his prime, if he even really had one. Beasley gets doubled a lot. Jason Wynn is old but still durable. But, yeah, I have them winning this game. I think that defense of the Raiders is going to break down just like the Giants ended up breaking down last week. And they'll end up winning this game. They know this is a must-win game. This should be a good game because it is like a rivalry type of game, if you will. But that's what I see, man. I don't see the Raiders pulling this game out. And, yeah, man, this is just a lost season for the Raiders, honestly, man. That's my take.
Whew. Okay. So when you mention the defense, right, especially our secondary, it's like, okay, the Raiders, you know, they might not have a shot with this game. But, I mean, with how shaky the Dallas Cowboys receiving core has been, I think – we'll be able to hold up enough. I mean, hopefully Mac can get to the quarterback. I know Dallas has correct me if I'm wrong, but they have a couple injuries on that offensive line right now.
They did. They seem to be kind of healthy now.
But they're kind of healthy? Well, shit.
They're kind of healthy.
Finish your point. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, like I said, this is going to be a close game because of how shaky Dallas offense starts off. But it's just like, dude, with the secondary of the Raiders, like, look, the Giants have a better defense, in all honesty. And it's like they only look this bad because how bad the offense has really been. And they just gave up on the season, basically. But it's just like, dude, all it took for Dez was that one slant where he broke it off. And And then they end up winning the game. They end up blowing them out after that. So, like, that's why I think it's going to happen with the Raiders game. It's going to be either Emerson or Sean Smith. They're going to give up a big play. Or some linebacker is going to get exposed by Rod Smith, who's he's still, like, the third-string running back. But this dude can, like, run routes. Like, he can run routes as a wide receiver out the backfield. So it's going to be, like, something like that. And then they're going to end up winning this game, dude. I just think Dallas knows, like, this game is really important for Dallas. Like, they have to win out. So they cannot afford to lose at all. And like I said, I just think it's low-key a lost season. Well, not even low-key. It is a lost season for the Raiders. Everybody expecting them to win the division. You even had people on NFL.com saying they were going to face the Patriots in the playoffs. So for them to go from to, like, basically getting shut out by the Chiefs last week, like, dude, it's like I don't think they've, like, completely given up. But they already know, like, technically it's over, dude. Like, with the Chiefs being the Chargers, like, basically it's over, dude. So, yeah, I think they're going to try to make this game competitive, but they're going to end up losing this game. And, I mean, well, we got to do a podcast, like, specifically for the Raiders. But, yeah, man, there's a lot of changes that need to happen. And Derek Carr's got to get his swag back, man. He's got to get his swag back.
Yeah, and that's why – and I think this is the type of game that's going to get his swag back, man. Like, obviously we can't control getting into our playoff picture, but what we can control is how we perform in big games. And I think the Sunday night football game, although it's bigger for the Cowboys, I know I'm speaking with my heart here, but I think Raider Nation is going to come together, at least get this win, and then get that win in L.A. against the Chargers to close out the season. I think those are the most important wins. And if we win that, and if we win these games, and we at least try to fight for, you know, 9-7 or 8-8 now, fuck, what can we get? Realistically, 8-8.
Yeah, it looks more like 8-8.
Yeah, because we,
well, if y'all win tonight, but, I mean, it'll be a different story.
It will. It will. It will. It will. It will definitely give us some momentum. So this is a must-win for us in the eyes of, on the fact that, like LeVar likes to say, on the fact that it's a big game against a rival team, if you will, rivalry amongst fans, because, you know, Cowboys, Raiders fans hate Cowboys fans and vice versa. So it's Raider Nation tonight, baby, 5:30.
Okay, hold up a sec. Is that the last game of the week? Oh, no, the Falcons at the Buccaneers. Well, we already got the Falcons, so, yeah, that's the last game.
Yeah, Falcons. Is that the Monday? Yeah, the tomorrow?
Yeah, that's on Monday. Man. Damn, though. These Saturday games are messing me up. Like, it's kind of cool, but at the same time, it's not. It's just like, I really wish all the games were
weird
on Sunday. Like, because this is like, dude, like, you're going to pick these trash
games. Not even
games
on Monday?
Versus, like, the Colts and the Rump. Huh?
Like, not even, you're saying not even have a Monday night?
Oh, no, they can have Monday night. What I meant to say was Saturday and Thursday should be off. Because it's just like, dude, like,
I hate
even though
Thursday
I know,
night football, man.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
and it's like
always cool.
A bad game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
some games are
cool, but, like,
are cool.
Yeah.
Nah, it's just like, man, it's just like, look, basically what you're saying, you have these trash games, and it's like, dude, I'm not about to sit here and watch this when I can watch NBA on TNT. And it's like, for Christ's sake, at least even when they don't have necessarily the best games, it's like you get to watch Charles and Shaq, like, clown on each other.
Yeah, that's
like,
the point.
Really,
I love
that.
That shit. Yeah, you don't have that with Thursday Night Football. And the thing about Thursday Night Football, which makes it bad, is even the players don't seem to like it. And when you have the players, like, you know, you have a shortened week and it affects them, it kind of makes it like, okay, then why do they even do this? But, I mean, it is cool because it gives them, I guess, on the positive note, it gives them an extra long week. It gives them an extra bye week. And every single team has to play it every year. So it's not like it's a disadvantage. Because everyone's got to do it at least once. But, yeah, it's just weird, man. I mean, I wish they could be on a different day or maybe have two Monday night football games instead. Yeah, that's what I would like, actually. If you give me two Monday night football games instead of Thursday, I'll be happy with that.
Yeah, dude. They just got into money hungry. It's just like, dude, it's not necessary. You have any Thursday night games. These dudes are not even healthy. Like, there was an interview with Russell Wilson on the Herd show, and he was saying, like, basically, he doesn't even feel, like, good until Thursday happens. So it's like, damn, imagine, like, these linemen who are in the trenches going at it. You know they don't feel healthy until, like, Friday. So it's like, nah, now you have them going right
back.
Oh,
like after playing
Thursday.
A game? Yeah, that is kind of crazy, man. Yeah, that is true because, like, you're getting hit, like, and then you're like, ah, fuck, I got to play a game. Like, I'm not even fully healthy. I wonder what the stats are on injuries on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, I would like to know that, too. I know for sure that a lot of these guys who could play on Sunday, they can't even play on Thursday. Like, you know how they have, like, oh, questionable, but they end up playing on Sunday. They don't even get to play on – yeah, because it's like you're out. Like, if you have, like, a leg
the concussion
injury, like
– protocol.
Yeah, it's especially
concussion protocol,
like,
I mean,
I'm excited. Like these last 2 weeks have been really good. I think this week will be really good.
Yeah, football's getting good.
Yeah. So
man,
I think
I need
the
Falcons to
what happened?
I'm saying, man, imagine the Buccaneers can upset the Falcons, man. Get Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs, bro. That's it, dude. The NFL's not the same without discount double check in the playoffs, man.
You know what's funny? My mom, she hit me up last week. She was like, what did she say? She was like, who are the Packers playing or whatever? They was playing the Browns. And she was like, oh, I was asking that because there's a Packers bar in L.A. I forgot the name of the street. But I was thinking of you when she said that. I was just like, oh, man, Stanley be going crazy.
What? There's a Packers bar?
Yeah, it's a Packers bar in L.A. I got to ask her again. It's like there's a certain it's on the street or whatever, but it's an actual bar, and it's like nothing but Packer fans. It's like flags and all that stuff, like the logos, the towels, whatever, like. I was like, what the heck,
man,
like, in L.A.? Yeah,
that's
dude,
hilarious,
that's,
bro. I'd be, like, I'd be in there like, yeah, I'm not a Packers fan, but Aaron Rodgers, man. Yo, we got to go to that, man.
See, I already knew, man. I got to ask her when she get back. Like, damn, yeah, dude. Like, when she was telling me, she was like, nah, like, it's really crazy. Like, if you came there, inside there, with your all your bear shirts, like, nah, it wouldn't be working, like. So, yeah.
Hey,
John
Fox, man.
He's got to go. Oh, my God, he's got to go. He's got to go. Jesus Christ. Trubisky.
My thing is, when was he a good – yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, when was he a good coach? Like, because he had – you know, he had fucking Peyton Manning,
See, the thing is, he made it to the Super Bowl, like, with Jake Delhomme and Steve Smith. So it was just like, all right, like, he's always
true,
been
yeah, he was living off
like
that.
Yeah, and then he got his second chance when, with Peyton Manning. So it was just like, he's always been deficient when it comes to defense. But, like I said, he's been getting his pass, and then they let him go, so it's just like, okay, like, he still looked good as far as, like, head coaches go at the time. So the Bears took him or whatever, but it's just like, you're going to have him paired up with Jay Cutler. That's definitely not a good mix. And then, you got Trubisky, which I will say, regardless of how he played yesterday, I definitely think he's going to be good for years to come. But they got to get rid of him, and they got to – basically, what he's going through right now is what Jared Goff basically went through last year. Like, they need a coach that understands offense and can get him ready. Because he's won some of these games with not that good of, you know, like offensive talent. So I think if you can get a coach that really understands offense, then he'll be fine. Because they got two running backs. They got a franchise running back, and they got a running back that can do basically do everything, like, you know, as like second string with Tariq Cohen. So I think that if you can get like an offensive coach, I don't know who's out there really, because Sean McVay, like, that was just really random. Like, that dude
Marvin
was
31
years old. Oh, hell no. You know what? If Hugh Jackson got fired, which is not going to happen, I would be down for Hugh Jackson because he knows offense, and he really shouldn't be with the Browns.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback. I feel bad for him being stuck with the Browns because he could be a good coach, man. Like, he's good. He's like – they say he's a quarterback whisperer, like, but
no,
it hasn't worked out yet.
The dude helped Andy Dalton have his best season, like, as a quarterback. So, no, he does know how to coach.
Yeah.
And, like, Deshaun Kizer, honestly, to me, he's not that bad. It's, dude, the Browns, like, they're just complete trash as an organization. So it doesn't matter who you draft. Like, it does not matter who it is. Like, that team is going to continue to be bad because they're not great with offensive line. They're not great defensive line. Like, they play hard because of the coach that they have. But other than that, they're just not a good team. Like, they're just terrible.
I know you don't want Sam Darnold going there.
Oh, hell no. Just stay another year. Like, do not – hell to the no. Like, just stay at USC one more year. Don't be going down to no goddamn Cleveland. Like, no quarterback. I wouldn't want no quarterback going. Like, none. Like, no quarterback should go. Like, if Donald decides to go into the draft, he should pull John Elway. If Josh Rosen – get selected number one, he should pull Eli Manning. Like, hell no.
My guy Josh Rosen. I'm saying hell no. My guy Rosen's going to New York, bro. That's what I'm hoping for, man.
Well, so
if Donald don't
go into the draft, he gonna be first.
I was like, man, I want Donald going. Well, on the mock draft, I saw some mock draft. It said it had Donald going to the Browns and Rosen going to New York.
Yeah.
Giants.
Because the thing is, like, Rosen is more polished, but Rosen is kind of, like, more controversial. Like, he'd be making those little snarky remarks and stuff. And, you know, like, with the NFL, they don't really like outspoken quarterbacks or whatever, like, players. But especially, like, at the quarterback position. Because you remember, like, the beginning of the year, he was, like, basically, like, football players shouldn't have to go to college or wherever if you're going to – no, they shouldn't have to take classes. Like, if you know you're just going to go to the NFL,
yeah,
you should just, like, go and play. And then, like, it was just, like, yeah, everybody was looking at him crazy.
Which is pretty crazy to say at an institution like UCLA – like, you know, like how Whitlock was talking about with their academics, like, they don't play around, like, when it comes to academics in school. So, to have your quarterback say that, whew, man.
Yeah.
I remember that.
This draft might have, like, the most quarterbacks, like, almost ever, like, in the first round, low-key. Because, like, the top three that all the prospects are talking about, like, all the scouts are talking about are – Donald, Rosen, Josh Allen from Wyoming. Then you have Baker Mayfield.
The Heisman winner. Yeah.
So it's going to be like 4 to 5 guys that might get drafted in the first round, honestly, if all of them decide to go.
Yeah. Why do you think Baker Mayfield isn't being projected higher? Like, why is he the after quarterback? Well, I know Rosen and Donald are NFL-type guys, but – but, I mean, after the dude in Wyoming.
Number one, he's short. Number two, he doesn't have, like, the physical traits that all the other three dudes have. And number three, he's been in trouble. Like, he got in trouble with the cops during the off season. Then he's been doing, like, all this other stuff, like, grabbing his nuts and stuff, like, at Kansas or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily blame him. Like, they were talking crap to him. Like, what do you expect a human being to do? Like, but, you know, obviously you have to be professional, especially if you're a quarterback. But Look, I think he can make it in the NFL. He just has to get drafted to the right team. Right now they're projecting him to go to the Jets, which wouldn't be bad if Josh McCown stays, because he could sit a year or two. What I think needs to happen is he just needs to get humbled. Like, that way he doesn't go in having, like, a big head, like, going to the NFL. It'll be like, okay, like, I had to sit down for at least a year. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, now I can appreciate, like, what it really means. And Josh McCown is a professional. So even though he hasn't been a great quarterback, you know, like, he's still done his thing in the NFL. So he could teach him a lot.
Yeah.
Like, this is the way you carry yourself. Like, don't do this. Don't do that. Like, that type of thing. But, yeah, like, he has a chance, and his draft stock will improve greatly if he's able to get to the national title game and at least have a good game in the national title game, which is very possible. But, yeah, like, because of, like, all the stuff he's kind of done, like, in the past or whatever, yeah, like, the scouts, they're not going to be too high on him. But like I said, if he does what he's supposed to do, like, they're not going to have no choice. Like, it's all about the team. Like, no matter what these scouts say, like, at the end of the day, if a team needs a quarterback, like, they'll draft him. So this could end up being the greatest prospect draft class, like, in a long time. Or it might just be, like, another just regular old draft, because Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota was such a good talk, but they've been trashed. So, like, no one even cares about that draft now.
Yeah.
Like, with Mitch Trubisky playing kind of well and Deshaun Watson playing phenomenal, like, that's a better talk. And we still haven't seen Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's going to be starting next year, because we've seen enough from Alex Smith. Like, he's good enough to, like, win a couple of games with a defense or whatever, but obviously he's not a great quarterback. So they're going to end up letting him go.
Yeah, remember at the beginning of the season, man, like, dude, at the beginning of the season, they were, like, number one in the power rankings. Like, okay, the Chiefs did this year. Like, what is this point? I mean, they're still a playoff team, but you can't knock them. But we'll see. We'll see how things come out in the playoffs.
They're really lucky that the AFC West just wasn't good this year. Like, if the Raiders had showed up like they were supposed to and the Chargers had won their games earlier during the season that they should have won, like, the Chiefs would not be where they are at right now. Like, they really got, like, a really good break because of those two teams. And obviously the Broncos have no quarterback whatsoever. So they're in trouble too. They've got to either draft another quarterback or try to convince Kirk Cousins to come, which is not going to happen. Yeah. So I'm trying to think anything else going around in the NFL. I think that's about it.
That's about it. Oh, when you were talking about draft classes, the quarterbacks, it made me think of the Andrew Luck, you know, Russell Wilson, RG3.
You know what?
Who else? The dude out of Miami.
Yeah. You talking about Tannehill?
Tannehill, yeah. There's another one that year too. Cause I remember there was like five. There were like five rookie starting quarterbacks in the league. And then, obviously, that draft, that was one of the most hyped drafts I can actually remember in terms of a quarterback. I mean, with the Andrew Luck, RG3. But what were you about to say?
Oh, no, I'll finish on your point, because that's a good topic. You know what? The thing that messed them up was that RG3 didn't pan out. Like, his first year, obviously, he had a great first year. But if he had just kept playing well, then you could argue how good that draft class is, because even though Tannehill's not a great quarterback, he has, prior to this injury, he has, like, stat-wise, he's been fine. But, Andrew Luck, he's got to get healthy again. They need a new coach, and they need a bunch of good players. They got to get a bunch of good players. Andrew Luck, I think next year in the NFL is going to be really, really good, because We're arguably in the best era of, like, quarterbacking. Like, it's so many young guys that, like, even with all these older guys leaving, like, it's not going to matter, dude. Like, you're still going to have Aaron Rodgers for at least, like, what, five more years, if not longer.
You'll have
Drew Brees maybe a year left. Even when Brees and Brady are gone, it'll be Rodgers, Wilson, Carr.
You still got Wilson.
Come back next year.
Carr. Wentz. Wentz is the future.
Yeah.
Like
Wentz. Dak. Wentz. Trubisky. Goff.
I mean, you could still count on Cam Newton there. Like,
yeah,
like,
Cam Newton.
Yeah, Cam Newton's still young. Like,
yeah,
it's. Yeah,
it's
man.
Like it's
Jameis Winston,
guys.
Though, disappointed. Yeah, it's more than enough to be like, okay, the league's in good hands.
Yeah.
And you got, I mean, I think Rosen and Darnold could be those type of guys too, man. Like,
oh, they're the next.
I'm
two.
Hoping
yeah.
Rosen.
Depending.
I'm hoping Rosen's that dude, man. Like, we need him to be. We need some shit. We need something out of UCLA to like. Okay. But yeah. What are you about to say?
Yeah. No, they're definitely the next two up. But like with all these guys, like Andrew Luck has more motivation than ever to come back strong. Cause it's like,
than
dude,
ever.
He was really supposed to be the face, and it's like, dude, Wentz has surpassed you. Like Wentz would have been the MVP for sure. He still might be, but he would definitely be for sure if he was still healthy. It's like Watson had a better rookie year than you did. Like, yeah, there's so much for him to, like, work on that.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even mention Watson, man. Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping for an Andrew Luck comeback next year. I think it'll be – so the NFL will be good when you have Andrew Luck and the Colts doing well. But, yeah, man. It's,
damn, dude.
It's exciting. But I know Aaron Rodgers needs to win one more ring, dude. Because his window's – I don't know, man.
It's open, but
it's like, okay, bro. Like, they still need a defense. They still need like to get, you know, to get better at signing free agents. All that, man.
Well, you gotta get rid of Ted Thompson. That's the biggest issue. Like, Ted Thompson is the issue.
Yeah,
got rid of him and got a guy that was like really aggressive. Then, yeah, like, y'all would be, like, fine, like, in terms of, like, the Packers, like, getting to the Super Bowls. Because, like, that's the thing. Like, you just don't know, like, with Aaron Rodgers' injury, this is the second collarbone issue that he's had. So, it's just like, dude, like, he's not getting any younger. So, you just don't know. Like, he gets cracked again, and then you're wondering, like, how long is it going to take to come back again? So, it's like, yeah, dude, like, they got to get him immediately, dude.
Yeah,
I think the
Panthers
good thing
are
too
up 7-0.
Dude.
Christian McCaffrey,
that defense,
TD.
That Packers defense,
damn.
I'm telling you, dude. Yeah, man.
It's bad.
All right, man. Let's off, man.
It's time to watch some football, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, peace. Pat, you there?
Pete. No.
All right, peace. All right.